Zayin Amid Beis, 13 lines from the top. Got it. Be'achud be'elum. The Gemara is quoting now the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said, the Mishnah is mentioning the various Rosh Hashanahs. It says Be'achud be'elum, on the first day of Elul, is Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema, for tithing animals. What does it mean, Ma'aser Behema? Every year a person has to tithe their animals. As many animals as they have to, you know, B'chor V'Maiser is a carbon they have to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, the din was, you're not allowed to separate from one year's animals and the next year's animals. Every year, it's like, you have to do it for the year. So when's the new year for Ma'aser Behema? So the Mishnah says it was the first day of Elul. Okay, that's the cutoff point, what's considered before, if you're born before Rosh Chodesh Elul from the old year, after Rosh Chodesh Elul from the new year. So the Gemara says, Mani, who does our Mishnah go like Rav Meir? It has to go according to Rav Meir. Why? The Tanya, because it says in the Braise, Rav Meir said, Be'echad Be'elul, Rosh Hashanah L'Maiseh Behema. Then the first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema. Okay? So you see, when the Mishnah says Ma'aser Behema is Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, Uragolimani, it says in the Mishnah that Nisan is the first month for the holidays. Which opinion does that go like? Rav Shimonhi. Because Rav Shimon said that Pesach is Rosh Hashanah for holidays. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, Eim is safer, so we have a problem. Because at the end of the Mishnah it says, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon Eiminim, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon says that the Ma'aser Behema Rosh Hashanah is Be'echad B'Tishrei, and the first of Tishrei. Mm-hmm. That means you have different opinions in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Nisan is a new year for holidays, that's Rabbi Shimon. Right? Now then the Mishnah says the first of Elul is the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aser Behema. That's Rav Meir, because Rav Shimon says it's not. So the Gemara asks, Reisha v'sefer Rav Shimon or Mitzuyusa Rav Meir? So the beginning and end is Rav Shimon and the middle is Rav Meir. And normally when you have a Mishnah it's basically one opinion. Unless if you call different opinions. But here the Mishnah says, first case goes according to Rav Shimon. Last case goes according to Rav Shimon. Middle case goes according to Rav Meir. And they're arguing. How can you mix up the story like that? Mm-hmm. So Amar Rav Yosef says, you're right. The Mishnah goes according to Rabbi. What does it mean, the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi? V'nasev le'ali b'dere tanoi. And he holds according to the various different tanoim. Mm-hmm. Meaning, b'dere golem by the holidays, Rabbi holds a krep shimon. B'maisev behema, he holds a krep meir. In other words, the Gemara's question is, you can't have half the Mishnah of meir and half the Mishnah of shimon. So Gemara says, yes, you could, because Rabbi holds in this case like Rav Meir, and in this case like Rav Shimon. And Rabbi Danasi said the Mishnah. So it's not a problem. But the Gemara asks, Yehachi, if that's the case, where are the rest of the gang? Yehachi, if so, Abba, why does the Mishnah say there's four Rosh Hashanahs? Chamisha, there's actually five. Because if you start reckoning the Mishnah, like he says, the first of Nisan, the 15th of Nisan, first of Elul, first of Tishrei, and Tu Bishvat. Because the Gemara has a very simple question. If you're going like this, with one opinion that held like a few people together, then there's really five Rosh Hashanahs. Why? Our Mishnah says that Rosh Hashanah is Nisan, Elul, Tishrei, and Tu Bishvat. But if you're learning the Mishnah the way he's learning it now, then you have to count in Pesach as another Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. Because according to Rav Shimon, the new year for holidays is Pesach, not Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Yes. Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the document, the Rosh Hashanah for documents. You know, you change the date to the documents. So the Gemara's question is, why does the Mishnah say four if there's really five? So the Gemara answers, Amar Ava, Abba L'Divrei Hakel. There's four according to everybody. In other words, altogether there's five. But one opinion says there's four, and another opinion says there's four. When you combine both opinions together, you get five. In other words, when the Mishnah says there's four Rosh Hashanahim, it's true. According to the Meir, there's only four. According to the Rav Shimon, there's only four. But Rabbi, who holds like this and like this, according to him, there's five. Because sometimes he holds like Reb Meir, sometimes he holds like Reb Shimon. That's what Gemara says. Reb Meir Arba, according to Reb Meir, there's only four. Why? Dal Regalim, take away Rosh Hashanah Pesach for the holidays. So there's only four left. Reb Shimon Arba, according to Reb Shimon, there's also only four. Dal Maisa Behema, take away Maisa Behema, because according to him, it's like a different date. So therefore, the Mishnah, the Gemara answers, you're right. There's really, what's wrong? You have it?
I'm looking for where your arms
are. Page, Zion Amid Beis, middle of the page. A little bit past middle of the page. Which says, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It's at the end of, beginning of a new line, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Got it? It's like 15 lines at the bottom of the page.
Nachman Bar Yitzchak, yeah. Yes.
Okay. So that was the first answer. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said no. Really, there's four. One is Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and one is the 15th of Nissan. He said that counts as one. Why? Because it's the same month. In other words, what Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, Arba Chadoshim. There's 4 months of New Year's. Ubehem, and in each one, Kamer Rosh Hashanah, there could be a few. Meaning, like Nissan. Has Rosh Chodesh Nissan as Rosh Hashanah for kings. Pesach is Rosh Hashanah for holidays. But the Mishnah only counts them as one because they're both in the month of Nissan. Because you have Elul, Nissan, Tishrei, and Shvat. So the Mishnah says there's 4 months.
They have to prove it from Pesukim.
Well, that they did already. They proved it all from Pesukim already, or most of them. But the point is, the Gemara is basically saying, if you're mixing up all opinions together, like Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is doing, then you don't have four, you have five. So the Gemara first answers, Rava answers, you're right. But according to each opinion, there's four. Okay? Then Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, no, there's really five. When the Mishnah says four, it means there's 4 months that have Rosh Hashanah in them.
Yeah.
Elul, Tishrei, Nissan, and Shvat. Nissan has two? Okay, he has two, but then the pearl Nissan is one Rosh Hashanah type of a year. Then the Gemara says, Mesa, I'll ask you a question. Now the Gemara is going to ask a bunch of questions that we see. There's a lot more Rosh Hashanahs than just the four the Mishnah answers, and that the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, Mesa, I'll ask you a question. It says, on the 16th of Nissan, Rosh Hashanah La'imir is the new year for the Karban Eimer. Now we count the Eimer. Shisha B'Sivan, Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Alechem. In the 6th of Sivan, Shavuos, they brought the 2 breads and Shavuos. It was called Shtei Alechem. So what do you see from there? They have a bunch of more Rosh Hashanahs. So the Gemara says, L'Rava, according to Rava, that Rava said, according to every person, there's this, list of Shisha, should say 6. L'Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says months, list of Chamish, should say 5. Why? Because according to him, Nissan has 3.
Yeah.
We just added 1 from Nissan, 16th of Nissan. And then he said, but Sivan is a new one. So why isn't Sivan counted as a new one? Amar Rav Papa said, you're right. What do they count? Yeah, around here. Kiko Choshev, when do they count? Mide de Choyel Meurta. What starts from the night? In other words, the Gemara is basically trying to figure out the Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to imply there's only 4 Rosh Hashanahs. So the Gemara says, well, there's a bunch more. Okay? So now the Gemara, this answer, the Papa answers, we're only counting Rosh Hashanahs that start at night. Look, the Omer started from the morning. Shtei Alechem, they had to bring in the morning. Okay? So it never started at night. The ones the Mishnah mentions,
but the same day.
Yeah, but the Gemara says because it's not a full day. That's the Gemara says. Midi de lechayel meurta. What doesn't start at night? Okay, like a choshev, it doesn't count. What does it mean? First is the Omer. Why is the Omer the new year? There's a din in the Torah called Chodesh, and some people are into this today, Chassidim b'chlal not. But they're into this today with Chodesh. You can't eat from Chodesh bakeries, you know, whatever. You need Yashin. Well, what's this Chodesh and Yashin bit? It's really a din in the Torah. The question only if it applies today. What is Chodesh? When they brought the Karban Emer on the 16th of Nisan, that permitted eating all the new grains. That permitted the new grains. That mean, or nowadays, that we don't have the Karban Emer because we don't have a Beis Hamikdash, the day itself permits you to eat it. The day itself permits you to eat it. So therefore, people don't eat grain unless if it went by the second day of Pesach, because then when the second day of Pesach goes by, all the old grain becomes permissible to eat. That's what's called Yashan. Yashan is that now it's the old grain that you're allowed to eat. What's the cutoff date for the new year and old year for the grains? So it's the 16th of Nisan. So the Gemara says, why isn't it counted as a new year? It's a new year when you're allowed to eat the new grain, right? So the Gemara answers that, what permitted you to eat it? When they brought the Karban Omer. You can't bring Karbanos at night. So when did they bring it? The 16th, during the day. That means the night prior to the 16th, you still weren't allowed to eat it. So it's not a full day Rosh Hashanah. In the morning, or whatever it was, when they brought the carbon, then you were allowed to eat it. What?
They brought it on the 16th, or did they have, like, until Shavuot to
bring? No. The carbon was brought in the Beis HaMikdash right away. Because if not, you couldn't eat, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you couldn't eat the new grain.
It was individual, or?
No. One communal Beis Din carbon.
They left one Rosh Hashanah out.
You just kissed him. Yeah, there's a whole issue about that. There's a lot of articles written on that. When the Rebbe Rashab came out that Yutas Kisev is the Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, his day out, the Rebbe was released from prison, and he became Rosh Hashanah for Chassidus, so a bunch of non-Chassidic Jews went to Reb Chaim Brisker. He was the head of the Soloveitchik dynasty.
Yeah, yeah.
And he and the Rebbe Rashab was very, very close. They were mamish very close friends. They were always at meetings together for, you know, Klal Yisrael. They were very, very close. Mm-hmm. So somebody came to the Chaim Brisker, who wasn't a chassid, and said, hey, look at this. The Mishnah says that there are four Rosh Hashanahs, and the chassidim are making a fifth. Like, they're going against the Mishnah. So the Chaim Brisker said, they are adding and we are deducting. And he said in Yiddish, he said, "By zei kumtzu and by unsfeld." Okay, so he says, "Be quiet, don't complain." It's like Rabbi Kiva Eiger was a very close friend of the Mittler Rebbe. He lived in the Mittler Rebbe's time. Rabbi Kiva Eiger was completely into learning. He was not into politics. Chassidim was not. He was an edel, great tzaddik. I mean, he was just not into this. So he used to sit and learn.
Yeah.
So they came to him and he said, what do you think about the Chassidim? They wanted to get his approval against the Chassidim.
Yeah.
So he said to them, they wear tefillin every day. He said to him, what do you mean? They wear two pairs of tefillin, not one. He said, they wear tzitzis every day. He said, they wear the big woolen ones, you know. And so he said, so I also want to be a Chassid. If that's what these creatures are, then I also want to be a chassid. But the Gemara is answering over here that you can't count a Rosh, or we're not counting a Rosh Hashanah that begins in the middle of the day. So therefore, the Mishnah is only saying four. The Gemara says, but the Regalim, when it comes to Yom Tov, the Lechayim Yorta, that doesn't start from at night.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because what's the Rosh Hashanah for Yom Tov? We learned that if you make a vow, you have three Yomim Tevim to make it up, right? Now, you can't start at night. Meaning, what happens if you made a vow, so you have three Yomim Tevim to bring it? You have to bring it before three holidays are up, right? Now, when the night of the holiday comes, of the third holiday, you can't bring a carbon now that you vowed, that you promised. Mm-hmm. So you anyway have to wait for the day. So at night, this Dalsed Din doesn't apply. And yet we count it as one of the holidays, as one of the Rosh Hashanahs. So the Gemara answers over here is different. The guy was already supposed to bring it. He said over here by the Karban, when the guy delays the vow, he said over there is Taka delay at night. Why? The guy was supposed to bring it a year ago. Every day he was supposed to bring it for the last year. So Mechayiv Kois, he's already liable. By the Eimer, the new year doesn't start until the day. Mm-hmm. Why not? Because you can't bring a carbon Eimer to permit the new grain at night. You have to bring it during the day. Mm-hmm. This guy was supposed to bring a carbon already a year ago. So it's constantly applying. So even at night, it's part of the transgression of the vow. So the Gemara says, okay, but there's a din of Yevul. There's a din of the Jubilee year. The Lechayla Miurta that doesn't begin at night. Okay? Amish said that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, is the new year for Yovel. Mm-hmm. What does it mean? Yovel is when the slaves go free and all real estate goes back to the original owner. Mm-hmm. Right? What was it in the Torah says of Yovel? In Eretz Yisrael, up through the middle of the second Beis Hamikdash, okay, they had a din of Yovel. What happened in Yovel? Number one, all the slaves that had their pierced ears, you know, that they were supposed to work for 6 years. Then they wanted to stay, so you went to Bezin, they, you know, pierced their ears, so to speak. So then, they stayed until Yovel. Besides that, all the real estate in Eretz Yisrael, the Torah says, Va'aretz leisi machal et smisus. Kili ha'aretz. Hashem said, the land of Israel is mine. You cannot sell Eretz Yisrael land permanently, even Jew to Jew. It was a lease until Rosh Hashanah, until Yovel. Yovel, all land went back to its original owner. To the tribe, obviously the guy died, but his kids, whatever it was, it went back to the original owner. That means if somebody from Reuven, let's say, from the tribe of Reuven, sold a piece of land to Shimon, right? So that means Reuven was losing land, the tribe. Mm-hmm. So he says, no, that's not the case. Because in Yovel, it all goes back to Reuven anyway. So basically in Israel, when they sold land, the value of the land was dependent on how many years left to Yovel. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if there are 2 years left to Yovel, it's going to be much cheaper than if you sold it 10 years before Yovel. Right? But the Gemara says, when does Yovel begin? The Gemara thought, now, Yom Kippur, they blew Shofar and Yovel. And that's really when Yovel began, was Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur was when they blew Shofar, the Torah says, and that's when all the dinim of Yovel began. So the Gemara asks, our Mishnah says, the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Yovel. Mm-hmm. And really it doesn't start until Yom Kippur. Right? Yet, we count Rosh Hashanah as the beginning. Mm-hmm. So why should night be counted if it's the beginning of the next day? Mm-hmm. You're telling me that a mitzvah that begins in the middle of the day, we don't count because you don't have the night. But why do we count Rosh Hashanah and Yovel as the Rosh Hashanah for Yovel if it doesn't begin until Yom Kippur? Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, no, you know why? Because the Gemara answers, Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechon ben Breika, who says, no, mid Rosh Hashanah chayel Yovel. All the laws of Yovel begin on Rosh Hashanah, not Yom Kippur. So therefore, Daka begins on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, we mention Rosh Hashanah as the new year for Yovel. Then the Gemara says, another answer, Rav Shishi Berei Daravidi Amar, Rav Shishi, the son of Davidi, says as follows, Kiko Choshev, what does our Mishnah mention? Only Midr Delei Toli B'maisa, something not dependent on an action. The Gemara is going back to the original question. Why don't we count the Lecha, the Omer, as a new Rosh Hashanah? And those, he says, you know why? Those are dependent on the action. You have to bring the Omer, you have to bring the two breads. That the Mishnah is not counting. The Mishnah is counting something that's not dependent on action. What does it mean, not dependent on action? Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes, it automatically changes the date for the kings. He didn't do anything. It comes, you automatically change it. He says, when you're talking about bringing the Omer, or bringing the two breads, that demands an action to change. And that the Mishnah is not counting. So the Gemara asks, but regalim the midi the tali b'maisa, but the concept of Rosh Hashanah for holidays about vows was dependent on your making a vow. So why does the Mishnah count it? If you say something dependent on an action, we don't count. The Gemara says no. We're not talking about the vow. We're talking about your transgression of not keeping the vow. That begins automatically when the day begins. It's like the people say, the only problem, fault with this guy for a job, let's say, or whatever, is he's too young. But that goes away with time also. You know, automatically you get older. You don't have to do something to get older. You automatically get older. So the Gemara says, the Rosh Hashanahs that the Mishnah mentioned are days that happen by themselves. I think Gemara says, regalim is dependent on the vow you made. The Gemara says, yeah, that's the vow you made. But the Rosh Hashanah talks about transgressing, that you're delaying the vow. That has nothing to do with your action. It's similar to the New Year for kings, is dependent when the king became a king. That has nothing to do with you. When Rosh Chodesh Nissan comes, it automatically starts the New Year of the king. It's not the Gemara says on the next page, but there's Yevil, which takes effect only when you blow Shofar. And yet we count it. So Gemara answers no. Rabbi Shmuel ben Eish Rabbi Yechim ben Breikehi. Again, according to him, it takes effect Rosh Hashanah. Yitaka don't have to blow Shofar. You blow Shofar and Yom Kippur, the Torah says. Yeah. But as far as the din of Yevil, it's not dependent on your blowing of the Shofar. It's dependent, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechim ben Breikehi, it starts as soon as Rosh Hashanah comes. So the famous story, when Napoleon was fighting Russia, there's a whole fight amongst the Jewish leaders who should win. Russia and Napoleon. The Alter Rebbe wanted Russia, and the Baruch Mezhibuzh and other people wanted Napoleon to win. What was the difference? They said if Napoleon won, it would have been better physically for the Jews, and if Russia won, it would have been better spiritually for the Jews. So there's a whole debate, the mamish, a spiritual fight going on between the tzaddikim. The Alter Rebbe wanted Russia, and other of his colleagues wanted Napoleon. So boiled down to, in the spiritual realms, whoever is going to blow Shofar first in Rosh Hashanah, that side's going to win. So the other side, the second you're allowed to daven in Rosh Hashanah that year, they davened and they zoomed through davening and to blow Shofar right away. The Alter Rebbe, before davening, blew Shofar. as soon as the time came to blow, he blew Shofar before davening. It's somebody, you know, you have to blow Shofar on Yom Kippur of Yevil. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, I mean Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechanan ben Breikehi, the laws of Yevil began on Rosh Hashanah, and that's automatic. Yeah, you have to blow Shofar on Yom Kippur of Yevil, but nevertheless, there's nothing to do with this. It starts with Rosh Hashanah because it's automatic.
It tells us in Shabbos.
No, then they blew.
Then they blew on Shabbos?
In the Beis HaMikdash, they blew on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. In fact, well, this is the Masechta Rosh Hashanah. But later on in the Rosh Hashanah, the fourth parak says, the first mission, the fourth parak, says Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shecholi is b'Shabbos b'Migdash Hayu Taken Avalei b'Medina, not in outside the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash they blew Yom Kippur, they blew Shofar in the Beis HaMikdash Yevil. I mean, it was only every 50 years, but now we don't have Yevil anymore, because the Gemara learns out that L'chol Yeshveha, it says Yevil only applies when all the Jews are in Eretz Yisrael. See, what happened in the olden times with Yevil, and therefore our system is all messed up based on the Yevil. In the olden times, it was like this. Seventh year was Shemitah. So 7 times 7 is the 49th year was Shemitah. The 50th year was Yevil. And then you began counting again the 7 years. So Yevil was not countable, not as the seventh, not as the first of the new cycle. Sure. Now that we don't have Yevil, so when the 49th year is over, the 50th year is the first year of the new Shemitah cycle. So we're off a day, a year. For each 50 years, we're off a year. Every 50 years, we're off counting for. But now, you don't count Yevil, so you can't count Yevil as a power of a year. You have to count it as the first year of the new Shemitah cycle.
But the Jews in Israel have to keep
Shemitah. Yeah, but not Yovel. But I'm saying it's a different cycle now of Shemitah. Because in the old times it was 49.
50.
Was Shemitah. 50 was Shemitah. I mean, Yovel. We had the same din as Shemitah. And then the 51st year, you started as the first year of the new cycle. Now, 50 is the first year of the new cycle.
Is Mashiach going to show us our chelek in
Israel? Mashiach is going to do everything. He's going to do everything. To be learned.
Thank you.
Now the Gemara says, V'ravashi Yomad. Okay, Ravashi says, and the Gemara answers why our Mishnah doesn't say the two lechem, the omer and the two lechems. He said, Arba'a Rosh Hashanim heim, there are four Rosh Hashanis, but Arba'a Rosh Hashanim, which fall out on Rosh Chodesh days. Why is there anything like this? The Gemara's question was, why do the Mishnah say four Rosh Hashanis? If there's six, seven, eight, I mean, if you add all these together, you get a whole bunch. So Ravashi says very simple. Our Mishnah is mentioning only the Rosh Hashanah that falls on the first day of the month. But Omer is on the 16th. Shtei Alechem is on the 6th. So our Mishnah doesn't count, only those that are Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says, Be'erah B'Shvat K'Beit Shammai. That means, if you're counting with the first day of Shvat, when's the new year of trees? We know two B'Shvat. Like we learned in the Mishnah, that's Beis Hillel's opinion. Mm-hmm. Beis Shammai's opinion is it's on the first day of Shvat. Yeah? So the Gemara is asking a question, how could you paskin like Beis Shammai when the halacha is like Beis Hillel? Mm-hmm. But by you saying that the four Rosh Hashanahs are dependent only on the first day of the month, that means you're counting the Rosh Chodesh Shvat as the new year for trees, mm-hmm. when the Chayera, the halacha is not like Beis Shammai, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara answers, "Hachi kamei." This is what I mean. Shloisha ledivrei hakil. Three are for sure according to an Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. What's with Shvat? He said, "Ba'echa b'Shvat, machleik is b'Shamim b'Sil." Concerning the first of Shvat, it's the argument between b'Shamim b'Sil. Okay. So therefore, the Gemara answers, "Really, you're right. We're counting Rosh Chodesh only, you know, for the New Year's. But Echad B'Shvat is an argument B'Sham and B'Sil." That's what he means. So therefore, the Gemara says you can't count the 16th of Nisan. You can't count the 6th of Sivan because it's not Rosh Chodesh. And by the way, according to this, as the Mefarshim explained, Rashi says that according to him, you can't count Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim on the 15th of Nisan. Therefore, you have to count the Regalim from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because you can't count, according to this sense, you don't count Rosh Hashanah in the middle of a month, only at the beginning of the month. Mm-hmm. Okay, now the Gemara says as follows. This is a new thing. It said in the Mishnah, the Balazan of Shimon Emrim, Be'echa b'tishrei, that the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Behema is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Yeah. The first day of Tishrei, not like the other opinion, Rosh Chodesh Elul, but they hold as Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So Gemara said, where did they learn this out from? Amar Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Yechanan said, Shnei HaMikra Echadorshu. Both of them are arguing based on an interpretation of the same pasuk. They're just arguing what the one pasuk means, and therefore he says Elul, and he says Tishrei. What's the argument? It says in Tilim, Lo shel chorem atzein, the sheep of the flock got dressed, v'amokim yat fuvod, and the valleys cloaked themselves with fodder. Fodder is like animal food. Yisrael, they will shout joyfully, af yeshida, they'll even sing. So it's a strange pasuk in Tilim that the sheep are going to clothe themselves, the valleys will cloak themselves with food, and they're going to shout and they're going to sing. And what does the pasuk mean? So the mayor suffered a mayor who holds us on the first day of Elul says the following: when do the sheep become dressed? Meaning, when do they become pregnant? Bizman shamokim yakfuvod, when the valleys cloaked themselves with food. Veimase anokim yakfuvod, when do the valleys cloak themselves with food? Ba'adar, in the month of Adar. Meaning, misabir is ba'adar, they get pregnant in Adar. Meaning as follows. The Gemara says, in Adar, food is already sprouted. Okay?
It's grass. So
it starts growing.
Yes.
No. The Gemara says, the Gemara is learning the pasuk as follows. When do the animals become pregnant? Mm-hmm. When food sprouts. That's where, like, lav shuchorim atzayin. When do the tzayin get dressed? Meaning, when do they get pregnant? When the food sprouts. Now, the Gemara says, when is this? In the month of Adar. Why? Because misabr is ba'adar. They get pregnant in Adar, and they gave birth in Av. Why? Because the Gemara says as follows. Small animals are pregnant for 5 months. Humans, 9 months. Snakes, 7 years. The Gemara says, Yiburi shalnocha shevashanim, 7 years. And people, 9 months. And animals, 5 months. Now, the Tepasik is saying that the animals become pregnant when the food sprouts. Mm-hmm. Now, if the food sprouts in Adar, 5 months later is Av. Because you have Adar, Nisan, Iyas, even Tamas. Right? Now, in the month of Av, just like in the whole month of Adar, food sprouts. So in the whole month of Av, babies are born, the animals are born. So when's the new year for them? Elul, which is the next Rish Chodesh, should begin the new year for them. If animals are born in Av, throughout the month of Av, so then Rish Chodesh Elul should be the new year for animals. So Rav Meir says, when should be the new year for Maiser Behema, meaning for animals 1 year on the next? So he says, if they're born in Av, then you have to make the Rosh Hashanah in Elul. That's what Rav Meir holds. Rav Meir learned, Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon argue. And they say as following. Meaning, when do the sheep become pregnant? When the crops scream and yell. What does this mean? When do the stalks sing in the month of Nisan? Why? Because in Adar they sprout. In Nisan they're full grown. So when the wind blows, they shuckle. The wind makes the crops shake. So that's their davening to Hashem. Like it says, the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west, right? And so does the moon, by the way, but people are not aware so much as it is. If you notice, the moon always comes up in the east and sets in the west. The sun comes up in the east, that everybody knows. The sun comes up in the east and sets in the west. So it says, what does it mean that the sun comes up in the east and sets in the west? We say in davening, Utzvah HaShemayim, the hosts of the heaven, L'cha mishtachvim bow to you, God. We sing Vayivarach David every day, 7 days a week. Utzvah HaShemayim, the stuff in the sky, bow to you. So the Gemara says, how do they bow? The Shekhinah, the Gemara says, is in the west. Shekhinah B'mayrev. When the sun comes up in the east, if you just picture the sun coming up and going like this, mm-hmm. It's bowing to Hashem. How do the trees, we say in davening, that the eight pri v'chol arozim, everybody praises God. How do they daven? When they shake in the wind, it's davening. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says as follows. According to the second opinion, when do the sheep become pregnant? Not when the crops sprout, which is Adar, but when the crops sing, which is when they're full grown, which is Nisan. Now, if they're born in Nisan, then they give birth in Elul. If they give birth in Elul, the Rosh Hashanah for animals has to be Tishrei. The first opinion says the animals become pregnant in Adar, so they give birth in Av. So the new year for animals should be Rosh Chodesh Elul. But the second opinion says they become pregnant in Nisan. If they become pregnant in Nisan, they give birth 5 months later in Elul, so it has to be Tishrei. Huh? Why, what's the problem? So the Gemara says, but v'idach nami, but the Rav Meir, the Gemara says, but it says about the crops screaming and yelling. Why does Rav Meir hold when they sprout, if the pasuk speaks about the shouting and the dancing? So the Gemara says, ahu ba'afle sadav benissen. That refers to the late animals that are born in Nissan. That means most animals become pregnant in Adar. The late ones get pregnant in Nissan. So this that the pasuk is talking about, Nissan refers to the late animals. So then the Gemara says, v'idach nami, but it's the other opinion that you say they get pregnant in Nissan, the Torah says, amokim at fuvar, which is Adar. So Gemara says, ahu becharfais da'asi mi'adar. That refers to the early ones that come in Adar. That means the Gemara says as follows. There are animals that are pregnant in Adar. There are animals that are pregnant in Nissan. There are certain crops that start in Nissan, certain crops start in Adar. The question, the argument is, are we talking about most animals? One opinion says most animals get pregnant in Adar, so they give birth in Av, so the Rosh Chodesh for them is Elul. And the second opinion says, no, most animals give birth in Nissan, get pregnant in Nissan, so they give birth in Elul, so then Rosh Hashanah is the New Year.